few minutes talking about the power of pronounced blessing. And commonly and generally said that talent is not enough. And we all already understood that because you have a grade in school. I mean, you need it, by all means. It's part of it. And we should not underplay that. Please, as a matter of fact, we sponsor that. We want to make sure that you're top of your class. But added to that, there's this clip, my wife and I were seeing it, of a judge in Florida who is middle school classmate was brought to court. And the boy was at first laughing, not knowing that the judge used to be his schoolmate in middle school. And then after the judge pronounced the judgment, he now asked the man, were you in XYZ school? And the guy moved and saw that was his schoolmate in high school. And the way he was carefree or careless about being in court, turned around and began to cry. And the judge said something. He was the best in class. You know. So we don't want our children to be both best in class and best everywhere. And the commandment of blessing made that possible. So we are doing this out of responsibility so that our children will not go like others went. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 49. Jacob called his children the power of commanded blessing. You see, in the spirit, it's not what is said that is important, but who said it. Are you hearing that? Yeah. If somebody doesn't have authority to proclaim something, it won't have effect. I mean, but you ain't here to, I mean, your janitor tell you you are promoted. You go to call a party. You know, you saw somebody cleaning the floor. He said, hey, boss, you are promoted. Are you think that serious? Well, you see, if you met your CEO in the elevator, you know, this corrupt elevator speech, I'm sure you know the history behind it. Given enough time as elevator motion between one floor to the next floor, you don't have too much time. Can you say enough thing that can impress your CEO to make a decision while he was with you in the elevator? You don't have time to tell stories. Something that would reside with him, and when he gets into his office, you make a decision. That's what elevator speech is about. And the boss tells you, you get a letter next week. You can bank on that. Mm-hmm. Because he has power to say. This is what is behind what Jacob said to his children. Why? He had authority. And parents, please, especially dads, that authority transfers if dad is not available. To the Bible calls parents sun and moon. Remember the story of Joseph? He said, I saw the sun and the moon and the stars, talking about siblings, bow down to me. And the father said, will I and thy mother indeed? I mean, I can understand your brethren. With that one, I can't help them. But, I mean, and Ecclesiastes chapter 12 even said something more profound from verse 1. He said, remember the Lord thy God in the days of thy youth, when the evil day has not yet come, when you see you have no pleasure. The next sentence there says, when the sun and the moon have not yet been darkened, or the stars. So please, that in the house, never speak out of anger over your children. It's unsafe. It's what?
Unsafe.
Yeah. Very unsafe. Very unsafe. In the midst of all of it, continue to proclaim what you want to see. Because you are authorized. You are what?
Authorized.
Yeah. Because of time, we can't go too far. We have to go to this thing immediately. But in the book of Deuteronomy, either between your numbers, Moses was talking about, you know, authority is authorized to speak. He said, if a woman who is not married made a foolish commitment, and her father heard it, if her father kept quiet about it, that thing she's, that commitment will hold. But if her father heard it, even if the commitment or vow is what the Bible says, if the vow is to God, if her father relates that vow, God will release it because it's a foolish commitment. That's how powerful an authorized person is. Now, he said, if she's married, her husband can overthrow it. Praise the Lord. So also is the priest by God. Hannah was not pregnant because he knew her husband. They've been doing that, you know what I'm saying, for years. Nothing changed. But the man of God authorized it. She was in the service. Or rather, no, not even service. The church was not going on. But she was in the sanctuary. And the man of God heard it. He said, oosh, what is this woman doing here? And she said, let's go. Whatever you have asked, God has done it. I was invited to come and minister to women looking unto God for pregnancy. And I'm sure it caught them. They didn't understand the medical aspect of that. I said, you will be pregnant here. Oh my God. Because I was joking. No, you can't. No, you is here, you will get pregnant. Let's give God a hand clap. Right now, it's true. It's true. Because, you see, if what you are doing is not, authority doesn't back it up. Everybody was going to Egypt, and God said to Isaac, don't go down. Stay here. No, he's been staying there. He hadn't had success, right? Because that's why he wanted to leave. There was famine in life. He said, don't go. Okay, this year, 100-fold, sir. No, is it because he planted? No, because somebody God said so. Have you left? Yeah. Glory be to God. Isaiah, Genesis chapter 49, verse 1. See what Jacob said. He said, I won't be there with you, but I will tell you what will happen to you. Oh my God. Praise God. Because he was talking about last days, he won't be there with them. And Jacob called out to his sons and gathered and said, gather yourselves together, and I may tell you what your future will look like. And he began to speak. I'm trusting God that when you commence, as now that you have done your commencement, because I'm sure you know what commencement represents, you will know that you have a different start. You do what? Amen. Now, that's why we call this meeting. so that you will not go like others went. What are the possible things that can happen to you in the outer space of work and business? Oh, by the way, talking about July 3rd, did you guys start off on July 3rd or you met in July? I didn't get that area. Anyway, don't worry. Sorry, no, off camera. I don't want you to like embarrass me. Oh, you know, I logged it down today, 1986. Oh my God. I can't remember. I knew I didn't cough that day. I didn't cough. I proposed to the July 3rd, 1986. Thank God I didn't cough. I was right on point and thank God.
I know what to say.
Yes. I didn't cough at all. I knew what I wanted to say and I said it. I just drove into a parking lot and put fuel there.
I'm the one.
How many years today? 36 years. Oh boy. I've grown a lot. I wasn't looking half this nice at that time. I tell you. She just said, okay, well, I think I hope for you. She did a great work on me. Thank you, Sheila. Happy, what are you going to call it now? Happy that day. Hallelujah. It was for my good, I tell you. I told him after I got married, I got a car before we got married, but during the courtship, I thought I was joining the boss. I told her, I said, oh, the boss is going to your house area. They will know business fell after we got married. Because I wasn't going there again. I went there so often that when the conductor sees me, just
She's gone.
Oh my God. Well, the best part is I worked for it, I tell you. Thank God it's working out, amen. Praise the Lord. Now, what are some of the things that can happen to you in the workplace and business? I qualified as a chartered accountant in 1992 by the grace of God, and being in school is so different from being at work. So far different. And the intrigue and politics could be very challenging and overwhelming. It's not designed for you. As if it will help you. You have to think. You have to swim to stay afloat. So please brace up. But the best part is that being prepared for it. That's what we call office intrigues and politics. People have interest. Your being there could intimidate others. Your talent, your skill. You may think you are preferred, but you are a threat. It's not often so visible, very sublime, that if there's no grand support for you, we wonder, why is this happening? But hey, it's muddy water. Like somebody says, oil business is oily. Did you catch the joke? Oh, you're coming to the oil industry. You should expect it to be oily. And it's not just oily, like, the intrigues of it. Oil business is what?
Oily.
It's oily. So, but God will preserve you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. There are schemes and ploys, like the ploy of Saul against David. He said, oh, you want to marry my daughter? Oh, No, there is no issue with that. Go and get me 100 foreskin. 100 foreskin. You know what a foreskin is? Now, to get a foreskin, you must kill the guy. Now, he said, get me 100 of our enemies. Now, that's a ploy. Because he sought an occasion that he will not return. That could happen in a workplace. They can throw you into a very difficult project. It happened to me. In the hope that you won't excel there so that you can fail. Oh, I work with somebody in New York. He withheld everything I need for me to execute that task. But thank God, God was with me. He pulled around to know that though he thought that I fail, praise the Lord, I got to a quotation twice within 6 months. And Jesus was the glory. It made my work apparent that he wasn't doing enough. Whether he doesn't know what he's doing or he doesn't need enough, anyway, I don't know that area. Then he said he wanted to take me out for lunch. But I go to that church, Times Square Church, on Broad Street by 51st. Yeah, 51st. At my lunch hour, I turn in there. My office was by 50th and Broad Street, that tall black building there. I turn to Times Square Church to spend my lunch, pray, read my Bible. They will open the place where you identify you, show your ID card, they check you in. Then he said he wanted to take me for a lunch. I said, well, you are disturbing how I spend my day, but guess what? You want to take me for lunch? I go, you follow me to where I pray? Come on, because you're not going to know. You follow me to where I'm going to pray? When I have my time enough, it's 1 hour, 15 minutes remaining, you can take me anywhere. But as he went with me, I sat like this, I was doing my business. I did not feel of my Bible, of my prayer. I said, okay, now I have time for you. But he witnessed that I didn't get me. Let's give God the anchor. Ploy schemes to outwit you, but they won't get you. You can also encounter reportable errors. My career life, it happened to me twice. But God sent me. I shared one with you often and often. There was something I left undone. And it became almost catastrophic. I was summoned when that matter became, you know how things will just pop up. Wow. When it pop up at a high level. So they called me and, you know, let me tell you, young guys, when your boss calls you and he closes the door, brace up for the part. You can either swing this way. It happened to me the two times. I mean, the two ways. One, they want to announce your promotion. You've got the hand clap. Oh, yeah, because it happened to me. Guy locked the door. I said, well, what's your lady? Because I know it by experience. So it was when he told me it's about, you won't show it on your face, but you know your body will cool down. Anyway, on this other side, it's front to the other side. And I said, oh, give me 1 minute. At least I can use the bathroom. Hallelujah. When the matter was raised, I said, 1 minute, 1 minute, give me 1 minute. I ran to the bathroom. For God is our refuge. A very
present.
Oh my God. I slide on my knees straight. You know, that's the only place you have privacy, right? At least I can lock myself up. And I don't have time. I'm being awaited. God, please help me. That's all I had enough time to say. Say reportable errors. Where God will, it will happen to you. In Jesus' name. I had enough time to run back. Before the time, I went to the bathroom and gave back, a call came from outside the company that resolved the issue and made it no more issue. That's another thing. As we honor these blessed people, releasing them as eagles, where others are struggling, they will be flying. The intrigue and politics of office and marketplace will not grieve them. If Jacob could say his son will not excel, then the other, you can as well say the other side too, right? Yes. Well, we are not, I'm not Jacob. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. But you will excel.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Except they stay long standing, others can please sit down. Let's pray for them. Just only those who are being released as eagles, graduating their first college degree or advanced degree. Let's stretch our hands towards them and pray for them. My dear brothers and sisters, at the graduating class, you need God's wind beneath your wings. Except God carries one, reportable error can be dangerous. Somebody will set you up. Somebody can twist it. It could be their fault. They can lie on you. They can be threatened by your skill and talents. Oh, Barco, but God will save you from all harm and all griefs. In the name of Jesus. Bible says the wicked watches over the steps of the righteous to slay him, but God will not deliver him into his hands. Neither will he be condemned when he's brought into judgment. Father, we thank you. We hold your children a duty of care to present them to you and to release them by yourself. We worship you, Papa. Lebrakash. The graduate graduating class, please pray for yourself. Commit your career unto God. Your career will not be sidetracked. Oh, bosses know how to bring opportunity to people. They can sidetrack you while they promote somebody else. They can give you a project that will accelerate your promotion because they have oversight. They are gatekeepers. And they can downplay. You won't be there when they're writing reports on you. You won't be there. But God will be there. Oh, thank you, precious Father. Have you heard about hostile takeover? Oh, boy. Has it happened in businesses or it happened in employment? Oh, when it gets to top level, the intrigue is unimaginable. But you will be safe in the name of Jesus. You will not be cut down. You will not be cut short. Yeah, your progress will not be will not stir envy in the name of Jesus. Bible says Joseph, his father heard it, he observed it, but his brothers envied him. And can I tell you, if envy is driving somebody, envy is an evil driver. But envy will not grieve you in the name of Jesus. And we will come to the crop of people who will favor your cause, who will promote your interest in the name of Jesus. By God, we do no wrong in Jesus' name. You won't hurt people. You won't be an instrument of evil in the name of Jesus. or those who do wickedly are brought down by their wickedness. You won't do wickedly in the name of Jesus. But by joy, faith, and God, you will live peaceably, advance gloriously in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. It's our culture to anoint. I think it's the thought of what one heart for life is getting to God be the glory. But he handed it. He had his MBA in finance to God be the glory. Now, after that, that was a couple of years ago. I was at his graduation. Now, because of God, he went to do another MBA for non-for-profit. Let's give God a number. It's our church treasurer. To the glory of God, he manages all the important functions. And he said, you know, Pastor, I'm going to go back and do MBA. And he wants to see, make sure we are doing everything correctly. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. God will expand it. And he will use it. You have used it to honor him. And I know there's no doubt he will yet increase you one more.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. We will anoint your hand. It is hand that feeds the mouth as the Lord liveth. That degree, that certificate you have worked for, you work for it, it will work for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'll start with Fola. Please come forward. How many are there? Okay, yeah. There's a bag here for you. Please feel free to take anyone, whatever you find in it. God gave it. As long as this hand will not fail you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will sustain you.
Amen.
It will preserve you. You will not make mistakes to buy it.
Amen.
Nobody will seek your work to afflict you grief in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, precious Father.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
God bless you. Please have your bag. Whatever you find in it, don't you? Come on, my son. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This hand will not fail you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. The work of your hand will not be rubbish.
Amen.
This hand will promote your work.
Amen.
People will see the product of your doing. And they will seek your God who is behind you.
Amen.
You will not fail.
Amen.
You will not fall. You will not falter. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. Please take it back there. Whatever you find in it, God gave it. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, Lord, I thank you for your daughter.
You, Lord.
Lord, she will not go as others went.
Amen.
But by God, your hand will sustain you.
Amen.
Your hand will not be weak,
Amen.
Will not be feeble.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And your signature will not be forged.
Amen.
What you didn't do, they won't say you did it.
Amen.
But the little you do, God will promote it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. My sister. Hallelujah. Marushende kabaskele kush naraba kush ikaba kuti kabata kabi skupakate kush kapa kush kele ikaba. This hand will not fail you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, precious Father.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the word of the Lord for you, my sister. This hand will not fail you.
Amen.
Mark, please stand up and pray for my sister. Thank you, precious Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I know nothing about her. I'm just praying as God I was to pray. I have no background information, nothing, but except that God wants to. Anyways, what God wants for. Thank you, precious Father. This hand will not fail you.
Amen.
This hand will not fail you.
Amen.
It will not fail you.
Amen.
In the name of the Father,
Amen.
In the name of the Son,
Amen.
In the name of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Bless you, my sister. God bless you. This is your back here. To God alone be all the glory.
I will exalt you, Lord, for you have lifted me above my enemies. Oh, Lord, your banner over me.
Sorry, we are a little past our time, so we must stand up with salvation in truth. Let's just lift our hands and thank God for everything. Father, we just want to say thank you. 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 We return all the glory to you, Papa. All the glory be to your name. Please stretch your hands towards me and pray in the Holy Spirit. Just pray in the Holy Spirit and that will be enough. Thank you, precious Father. We give you all the glory. All the glory. Thank you, Papa. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Father, for your children whose birthdays today, we thank you for their lives. Thank you. I mean, it's good to recognize what you have done for my wife and I to 36 years. Had you not been there, you should have been gone. But thank you, because many things change but you. Glory be to your name. I grew older. I wasn't as young as I was younger than this when I met her. But I changed a lot. Too many things changed. But thank you, because you did not change. We bless you. And because you didn't change in all of our lives, that's why we are here today. Let your faithfulness continue, Daddy, in the name of Jesus. You had life to every year here. You had life to every year and year to every life in the name of Jesus. And we will grow weaker, grow stronger. Our age years will be better than the younger ones in the name of Jesus. And the younger ones in Jesus' name. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives. And shall be in the house of the Lord forever and ever.